You will hear an IELTS recording and will have to answer questions on what you hear. First, you will have some time to look at the questions. The recording will now begin.
Hello, I was just wondering if you have a few minutes to talk with me. I just wanted to ask some questions about the last market research assignment.
Sure, come in. How can I help?
Well, I got really low marks for it. I needed to get 25 to pass, but I only got 21 out of 50. I'm not really sure what I did wrong. I'm really worried and need to do much better in assignment 2.
Okay, do you have the assignment with you? I have a few minutes. We can go through it together now.
Yes, here it is.
Okay, now. The marking criteria guide shows there are four main areas on which the assignment was marked. First, you needed to follow a report format and include your questionnaire and any other relevant information in the appendices, you know, at the back of the report. You also needed to show that you had researched the topic properly and included references. You were marked on the design of the questionnaire, and finally for the content of the report, language used, and the way you presented your ideas.
Yes, my marks were fine for the report format, but I didn't do very well in the other three areas.
Okay, well first of all, let's look at research and referencing. Now the main reason you lost marks here was that although you did reference correctly, you did not use enough sources. You only used the course textbook and one or two internet sources. Remember, this is a university degree course, so you must show that you are researching properly. I suggest using at least 6 or 7 different journals or books for your information.
Yes, I realise that now, but I find it difficult knowing where to look.
Well, I suggest that you arrange an appointment with one of the library staff and they can give you a tour of the library and show how to find both information in books and online. Did you go to the library orientation at the start of the course?
No, I'm sorry I didn't. I started a couple of days late.
Okay, well make an appointment and they can help you.
I will. Now what did I do wrong regarding the design of the questionnaire?
Let me see. Now remember, we had 2 lectures about how to design questions properly and also about how to make sure that the way in which people would answer is related to a specific topic. Well here, there are some definite problems with the way in which you have structured your questions.
Really? How?
Well, for example, let's look at this question. You asked, what type of food or drink do you buy when visiting a cafe? Then, you had a list of options. The problem was that there could be so many answers that people could give to that question, yet your options were very limited. What you need to do with a question like this is make the options as you did, and then also include an additional category for other, in which the respondent can write down anything else they want to say that is not in the choices given. Otherwise, the information collected in the research survey would not present a realistic picture of customer habits.
I see. Yes, I do remember us talking about that in the lecture.
There will be a short pause before the recording continues.
Are there any problems with my other question styles?
Yes. Here is an example of another weakness in question design. Now you say, why do you think real coffee is better than instant varieties? Because the question is phrased the way it is, you are leaving no option but for the interviewee to talk about the advantages of real coffee while they may not have any real preference or may even prefer instant coffee. This is what we call a leading question, because you are encouraging the interviewee to respond in a certain way, assuming that the interviewee does have a preference or point of view, which, in fact, we do not actually know.
Yes, I see.
Now, one final point on question styles is that you have included a large number of open questions in the questionnaire. Do you remember? An open question means that there is just a space and the interviewer writes down the response of the person being interviewed. I know you haven't actually done any interviews yet, but having so many of these question types in there is not a good idea, as it takes a long time to code and analyse all of the responses later. See, look at this one. How often, in an average month, do you go to a cafe or restaurant? This could very easily be made into a closed question by adding categories such as once a month, twice a month, once a week, etc. In the real world of market research, your question style would not be effective from a time and labour point of view. Do you see?
Yes, I do. Can you recommend any books I should be looking at to help me with my questionnaire design?
Yes, there are several. If you write these down, you can go and find them in the library after our meeting. Now, for question style, I would look at Qualitative Analysis by Brenda Gaston. It's really good as it has some realistic examples of questionnaires used in the business world. It does go into a lot of detail, though, and it can be a little tricky to understand in parts.
Okay. Gaston, you say?
Yes. Now, another one which has a really useful chapter on looking at different ways of statistical analysis of data is by James English and Jonathan Gatehill. It's called Effective Research Analysis. That one also gives very detailed information on how to minimize errors and problems related to market research. It's a little bit costly, though, if you were thinking of buying your own copy.
Okay. Yes, I think I've seen that one before.
There is also Anthony Sandbrook's Techniques That Work. It gives an overview of the whole market research process, but is quite an old text, so some of the newer analysis techniques are not actually included.
Thanks very much for your help. That's really useful.
We're out of time now, I'm afraid. But if you'd like to come back, we can go through some tips for improving presentation of ideas later in the week.
Great. Thanks again.